This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me. I don't know why I always be laughing at that shit, but it's funny. Maybe it's my social awkwardness. Anyway, this is episode, I had to look, 29 of Afternoon Programming. And did I take last week off? I can't remember. But anyway, I've been crazy hectic moving around doing a bunch of stuff, and I finally got the time to like sit down, and I wanted to record this podcast because a few things happened. Sorry for the noise. Recently in the podcast, not in the podcast, but like as far as like in the world and what's going on or whatever. And so I just wanted to do like another episode. So with that being said, first of all, thank you to everybody that's still listening. I appreciate y'all. It's interesting to think that people actually listen to the podcast. You know, I don't know what it is about me. Maybe I'm amazing. I don't know. Maybe you just like hear me, you know, just ramble on, and I don't know, maybe I just have a good voice for podcasting. Anyway, so a few things happened over the podcast over the last week, which recently, first let's start off on a good note, because there's like some sad news, but then there's like cool news and stuff. So the Batman came out, and as you all know, the Batman, the fuck am I talking? I'm losing my train of thought. There's too much going on in this screen. Hold on one second. Hold on. Okay. So the Batman came out. I want to say it broke box office record, or it had like 140 million. Box office. It made, it's nearing $500 million globally. So that's fucking wild. Batman came out, nears $500 million global at global box office, which is crazy. So if you haven't seen it, I'm not going to get into spoilers or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about pausing the podcast or, you know, any of that. But I did want to talk about it for a second, because I wanted to talk about it, which I feel like a bunch of people have already talked about, whether or not. The one thing that they always do, they did this with Spider-Man, they did this with people who play, you know, there's been multiple iterations of superhero characters. Like, for example, you had Adam West as the funny kind of like comical Batman, Michael Keaton as another Batman, George Clooney as Batman, Christian Bale as Batman, and then now you have Robert Pattinson as Batman. And I kind of wanted to, I had just, you know, my thoughts on it. First of all, I'll tell you this. The movie, it's a good movie. It's shot very well. I love whoever corrected the movie. Amazing. Has a great look to it. It feels very Gotham. It's really dope. Like, I like the city. I like the atmosphere of it. It reminds me of like a New York / Chicago type thing. I think some of it was shot in Chicago, because I saw some of the bridges and I was like, hold on, this looks like Chicago. But good movie. Now I'm gonna do like a sandwich thing where I'm gonna do good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, good. Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, amazing. She actually almost like steals the show for me as far as like the character on the screen. Every time she's on the screen, you're like, damn, she's amazing. And of course she's gorgeous and everything like that, but her character and like the person that she plays, it's like, it's really good. She does an amazing job. Kudos to her. Bad movie was too long. The movie's nears, I think it's like 2 hours and 54 minutes, 55, 56, around that area. There's a point in the movie for me, I don't know if everybody saw this, but like there's a point in the movie where you kind of get there and you think, okay, the movie should end right here. This is where it's supposed to end. But it keeps going. And I remember in that moment in the movie, no spoilers or anything like that, but I was like, yo, this movie is a little too long. You kind of feel, it almost feels like an ending. But they're like, surprise, we got like 20 more minutes or 30 more minutes of a movie. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? This is crazy. Cause like by that time I was like, okay, cool, this is the perfect place to end it. But I digress. I think it was too long. I almost feel like this movie falls victim to what a lot of movies, superhero movies have been doing recently. And I say a lot, but it's like we're at this place where like every movie needs to be like 3 hours long. And I don't like that. I almost feel like we need to go back and make like an hour and a half movie and call it a day, you know, pop in and then you pop out. It's simple, you know, but it's It's wild. And so, yeah, I think they're like, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about, or at least I hope so. Or you could be like yelling at the air or whatever, or watching a YouTube video yelling at me. But yeah, the Batman was too long, too long. They could have cut like 30 minutes out and it would have been fine. Another good thing, I did like Robert Pattinson as Batman. Now, I'm saying that as in a sense that it's interesting. A lot of people have sort of like compared his Batman movie, the way that it was directed, seems like a very detective movie, like a noir movie. It almost feels like in a way that Batman's not even really a hero. That's what it feels like. You know, it almost seems like in this movie, you're kind of catching him as he's barely started becoming Batman with everything that's going on. And so, which is kind of cool. I almost feel like it feels like a new take a little bit, because most of the time, the movies that you've seen, Batman is kind of like, I'm Batman. It's like that. You kind of miss the point of him, like, kind of sort of starting, which, no, that's a lie. Because, I mean, in Batman Begins, which is a great movie, you kind of catch that a little bit. But in this one, it almost, the whole movie kind of feels like he's just starting to be Batman. It's not a spoiler or anything like that. But that's a good thing. Bad thing. One thing that I've noticed, I don't know if there's been a Batman yet who's been able to be both good at Batman and Bruce Wayne. And when I say that, I mean, like, there's, like, you have Batman, who is Bruce Wayne's alter ego, and then some would argue that Bruce Wayne is actually the alter ego of Batman, because Batman is who really Bruce Wayne is. But nobody seems to be able to pull off being able to be both this playboy, like, I got money, I'm stunting, thing like that. But there's also different takes, and I understand that, but I didn't like the moody, like, emo Bruce Wayne, and I didn't like him that much. It seemed kind of like, of course, it's emo. Nirvana's always playing in the whole fucking movie, and I get it. You know, it's raining like it's Seattle and shit. But I just, like, I don't know. It just didn't click with me. He didn't seem like that. But then, I don't know, maybe in, like, because I didn't realize that they're trying to do, like, a trilogy with this one, kind of like how they always do it, which makes sense. Maybe in, like, the next one, he'll be a little bit more playboyish, like, you know, boisterous, like, oh, I got money, I'm Bruce Wayne, you know, I'm the guy with the money and blah, blah, blah. So, Rob Pattinson did a good job playing Batman as a vigilante, but didn't like the Bruce Wayne as much. There was, like, one moment, I want to say, where his hair kind of looked kind of funny. There's a scene in a movie where his hair kind of looked like he was wearing a toupee or something like that. I don't know. I didn't get it. Good. Obviously, is there another bad thing? Let me think, because I'm trying to think of all the bad things, because there's actually way more good things than there are bad in this movie. I'm just going to list the things that are coming to my head. One, love the Penguin. Colin Farrell killed it. Another person who stole the screen. That dude is super, super, super dope. He pulled off the Penguin. He made him actually, like, really, like, really cool, you know, which, of course, we only have the only other Penguin moment that we have is, like, whenever Danny DeVito played him, and that was more like, oh, he's actual, like, he looked like a penguin. He was, like, fat and, you know, he had these penguin minions and shit. But Colin Farrell, like, as a gangster penguin, super dope. You know, if you didn't know that he was in this movie, you know, kudos. You wouldn't, if you didn't realize it by looking at the credits or anything like that, you wouldn't know that that was Colin Farrell. So it almost feels like Colin Farrell, like, just, he acted his ass off on this. So that was cool. Another good thing, remember, the Riddler, I actually enjoyed the dude. Who's a, let me make sure I get this dude right. I don't know dude's name. It is, no, actor. Who the fuck is the actor? Paul Dano. That dude played a very interesting, like, grounded, realistic Riddler. Like, man, it was actually pretty good. There were some funny moments. I was like, is this supposed to be funny? But overall, like, in the grand scheme of things and the whole plot, amazing character. Loved it. Who the fuck is that? Oh, so great Riddler, great villain. I want to say, is there anything else? I mean, really, the only thing that kind of, like, bothered me the most out of everything, and I'm not trying to be too nitpicky, was I didn't like the Bruce Wayne side of this Batman. Didn't seem very, like, I guess I was expecting kind of like what we've been given. Because even, like, I'm trying to think, like, George Clooney wasn't even really, George Clooney seemed like a playboy, but that was the Tim Burton version, which was more like carnival-esque, you know, wasn't, it wasn't like a, like cool. I want to say Christian Bale was probably my favorite Bruce Wayne. As far as who my favorite Batman, I would say probably, to be honest, it's probably gonna be Christian Bale. I love those movies. Like maybe I don't know, maybe that's just my age showing or anything, but that series of movies, I love the first one. Actually, one of my favorite villains from that Batman is Ra's al Ghul from Batman Begins. That dude's amazing, and the story is dope from the comics and everything. So really enjoyed that. And of course, you know, you got the Joker in The Dark Knight Rises. Amazing, played by, oh my God, this is bad. Heath Ledger. That's who it is. Heath Ledger. Amazing, another thing. And I actually enjoyed Bane, even though a lot of people made fun of him for how Tom Hardy acted in it. I actually really liked Bane. And like, even those seem like very grounded and very dark. This one seemed like, I don't know what it is. It just seemed more detective-ish and more, it almost seems like a universe where like superheroes don't even really exist. It's more so like people kind of like Punisher-esque, they're vigilante-esque, taking things into their own hands. They're more, like you said, more grounded, like more like real life, everyday people. And so really cool. Overall, out of 10, I give it an 8, 8.5. I'll give it an 8.5. It almost seems like a 9, but no, I'm not giving it a 9. But yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, go see the movie. It's amazing, really dope. Yeah, a lot of dope thing. If anything, man, watch it. Like Robert Pattinson did a pretty good job, but watch it for Catwoman and watch it for Penguin and watch it for Commissioner Gordon too. The dude who played, what's his name? Jeffrey Wright. Yeah. He played Commissioner Gordon. Amazing job. And, yeah, super dope. Can't wait to see what they got next. This is what I wanted to talk about. People were talking about what's the next place or the next grounded villain that they could do. It'd be dope to actually get like a grounded Mr. Freeze. I like Mr. Freeze. People are talking about Hush. I don't really know too much about Hush. I haven't seen him too much. Of course, people like, I personally don't want to see a Joker for a while, because we kind of like, even though he's a very popular and very famous like comic book villain, like I kind of feel like we've gotten enough of him for right now. And I say we should probably give it a break and give these other villains who are just as good, even though that's his arch nemesis, whatever. I think it'd be dope to get a Mr. Freeze. And then there's also the Court of Owls, which I'm not too familiar with that, but that's another thing people really want to see. But I think it'd be cool anyway. It'd be cool to adventure into new places with Batman and see different villains and do that, you know. But I do like what they're doing. I do like the director, Matt Reeves. I want to say, is it Matt Reeves? Who directed The Batman? Matt Reeves. Yep, I was right. He did a really good job. And supposedly he's like a comic book lover, so he kind of like, you know, pulled from certain comic books. And it's dope. I can't wait to see it. So enough about The Batman. No spoilers or anything like that. Maybe I'll do a podcast separately with like a film buddy of mine or something like that, where we'll talk about The Batman, but not too much. Other than that, go watch it. Pretty dope. And then let me know what you think. Drop a comment under the video or whatever, or shoot me a DM or something. I'll share some of them on the next episode. Anyway, moving on, because I like to sandwich things. Pause. No. bad news. This is a really weird way to go into it. Man, we lost a great person. He had a crazy life, but if anybody's into wrestling, I used to be into wrestling a long, long time ago when I was a kid growing up, bro. I literally watched it like from when it was WWF until like maybe like 2000 or right before the 2000s, or if not till the early 2000s, and then I kind of just got disconnected. It didn't wasn't click with me anymore. But the wrestler known as Razor Ramon, a.k.a. Scott Hall, man, he passed away from what I was reading. Let me see. He passed away from he was experiencing like heart attacks, actually three of them. Like, I don't know if they were like back to back to back, but it was complications from hip surgery. He was having hip surgery. And so it's really crazy, man. And like that dude is a legend in the game. He was like, from what I was reading, inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame twice, I want to say. But, you know, he's part of the NWO. If you're into wrestling, this is very, very nerdy standard episode, but he was part of NWO and everything. He had his fair share of like issues with drugs and stuff. But then Man, he was struggling for a bit. If you know his story, there's like a 40 for 40. I think he spent 40 for 40 where they talk about his life and everything that he was going through. And then he was trying to, he was making a, his life turn around, I think around 40 or something like that. There's this other wrestler named DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, who did this like yoga thing. And he was kind of like helping wrestlers, because after you're done with wrestling, your career, your, man, your whole body's like destroyed from all the performances you put on and just everything that happens. And like, he kind of like did this thing, DDP yoga, which kind of like helped. He would help wrestlers who had issues or anything like that to get back on their feet and like help them with their health, help them with mental issues, and help them like just, you know, get back on track. And he was actually getting back on track, man. He was actually looking good. And he was like, bet, you know, actually living a good life and off of medication and all these different issues that he was having. But yeah, man, he passed away yesterday, which is what, March 14th. Yeah, it's wild, man. It's crazy. Cause I was like, oh man, you know, when stuff like that happens, especially when you kind of like, it happens with like musicians or like other celebrities and stuff like that, on people that you kind of see as you were younger growing up, and you know, people start to pass away, you're kind of like, holy shit, I'm getting old, you know, or like it's crazy. Like life just comes at you quick. And so he, unfortunately he passed away, man. Rest in peace to Scott Hall. And like, you know, I send condolences to his family and everybody else who was a fan of his. And it's sad that that happens, you know, man. But, you know, hopefully, you know, he's on to a better place. And so that's one of the sad things that was happening. But RIP to Scott Hall, man. Moving on to the next topic that I had. So this is like a very, is this a very male centered like topics about, I'm not really talking about my life, but I just had a couple things that I wanted to talk about. So thanks for listening. Anyway, so this, we're going a little bit into the sports realm here, where if you all know, Tom Brady retired a few months ago. I think it was only 2 months ago. He retired 2 months ago. Now the motherfucker unretired and he's coming back for a 23rd season. I want to say, Brady unretires, returns. Sure. Yeah, he's returning for the next season because he still feels like he can do it. And so he still feels young. He still, the reason why he said that, I don't know if this is true. I could be, you know, this could be just gossip or just made up shit on the internet, because you never know nowadays. Supposedly he was chilling at the house with his wife and his kids. And he was just like, yeah, you know, we're chilling. We're doing all that. He was talking to LeBron James. And LeBron was telling him, like, hey, man, I think he had recently just dropped like 50, however many points. He did a 50-point game recently. And they were texting back and forth. And he was like, yo, you know, I'm still doing it at this age. You can definitely do it. He was telling that to Tom. And Tom was like, you know what? Bet, you just motivated me to unretire. So LeBron James is the reason that Tom Brady unretired. So he's coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you watch football, for another season, because he's trying to get like one more ring. He's already got like 7. That motherfucker, he went to the Super Bowl 10 times and he won 7. That's a C average. That's crazy. He you know, but anyway, he wins 8. It's wild. He's already like, you know, one of the GOATs in the NFL as far as like quarterbacks. But anyway, he unretired. He's back again into Tampa Bay. And yeah, it's just crazy to think he's how old is he? How old is Tom Brady? He's like in his 40s or 50s, I want to say. No, he's not in his 50s. Hold on. 44. He's 40. Damn, 44. Lucky year. So he's 44 coming back. That's crazy. And he's still able to do the shit that he's doing. But it's wild. And then I was reading somewhere. So, you know, of course, to go back a little bit, when he first retired, somebody bought his last touchdown football, meaning, you know, the last touchdown pass that he threw of when he was retiring the season, somebody bought it for $500,000, to be exact, $518,628. Now, how do you think that dude feels, knowing he paid $500,000 for his last touchdown pass, and then now it's not going to be his last touchdown pass? Crazy. Shit like that happens. I wonder what happens. Does that mean, like, of course, the value goes down on it, doesn't it? Or does the value go up, you know? Oh, okay, never mind. I was trying to look up this fucking article. Football sold for $518,628. The high price driven in part by a belief that it was used for what would be the last touchdown pass ever thrown by one of the greatest quarterbacks, blah, blah, blah. Wait a second. No, hold on. Wait, when was this? Oh, I guess maybe this was recent. So the auction was recent because it says he bought the football, but then roughly 24 hours after the auction closed, Brady announced via Twitter that he would return to the NFL, marking a tough break for the winner. So now the ball's worth less now. So it's worth, the ball's value will be a fraction of what it was worth. Holy shit. And it says here, it's unclear if the auction winner intended to keep the football or sell it for a higher price later. They declined to identify themselves. Oh my God, that's wild. It's just crazy like that. Like that shit happens. It's crazy how much value goes into that. But I guess, hey. Anyway, so that was cool. That's pretty cool. Let me check here. What do I got? I don't even know if I really want to talk about this because the next topic, it's kind of like a sandwich. You're kind of like, you got good, you got bad, you got good, you got meh, you got good, you got uh-oh. So, but let me actually do my research here. Excuse me. Nobody cares. I just want to see the text messages, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what I'm talking about, another thing. Man, it's kind of sad what's going on between Kanye and Pete Davidson, or excuse me, Skeet Davidson, or Petey. Good old Petey. Man, it's kind of sad because I'm not going to lie to you. Parts of me feel conflicted because I actually like Kanye. Maybe it's because I grew up listening to his music. And so, like, College Dropout, like, hit me as soon as I was going into college. And I loved it. Loved almost every project after that. First three are, like, classics. But, so, you know, of course, he's getting divorced from Kim K. And he has his back and forth. If you follow Kanye on social media, I'm always, like, conflicted with the shit that he be posting. Because sometimes I wonder, I'm like, yo, is this, like, the post of a sane person? Like, you know, is this, like... like what's really going on? And like, is this something that he should be posting? Does he need to get help? Does he, you know, what's going on? And then recently, if you didn't pay attention, Pete Davidson, they had like they posted this. I think it was Kanye that first posted it. But he had this back and forth or whatever. And like Pete really ain't been saying nothing throughout the whole thing. Whenever like Kanye was calling him out, and then, you know, Kanye did the, you know, I forgot the song he did with the game, but he had a video of a claymation of him chopping off Pete Davidson's head and planting it, and a flower comes out, which is wild. Excuse me. But he hasn't really said much. He kind of just kept him himself from what I know. Or he tried to be like peacemaker and be like, hey, let's all just, you know, I'm just trying to chill. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm a good guy and so on and so forth. But there was recently an exchange where Kanye was texting Pete or something. See, and this is what I'm like, you don't get the full context as to what happened or what happened before these messages and so on and so forth. But Pete sent a message. I think Kanye said something to the effect of like, you know, where are you at? And Pete was like, I'm in bed with your wife, and sent a picture of himself or whatever. And then he was talking about, if you really want to be a man, meet me face to face, bitch, and all this other shit. And just, it's getting out of hand. I feel like, man, I almost feel like I don't understand. It's kind of wild and crazy. Cause a part of me feels like this shouldn't be happening. Like all this shit, for one, shouldn't be on social media. Shouldn't be. Like, you're not helping yourself and you're not helping anybody by posting this shit. At least that's the perspective that I'm looking at it in. Two, man, these conversations that he be having, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like something that he should be doing. And so it's getting wild, man. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of it. Like, I kind of want everybody to just... Because, like, let me ask myself this question. Yes, I'm asking myself. what would I do in a situation if I was married and I had a kid and all this shit was going on? I almost feel like I wouldn't even go this route. For one, this shit wouldn't be on social media, of course. I would just take this shit through the courts or something, you know? And I would try to be, you know, I guess a civil and cordial, but, you know, then again, we're talking about two people who have so much money and they're so famous that, you know, I wonder what your thought process is when you're up there, up that high, you know? Do you feel like you're untouchable, or do you feel like you can do or say any things or do any of the things that Kanye did and be okay? But anyway, it's wild to me. It's wild, and it almost feels like I got this bad feeling. I don't want it to come true, but I got a bad feeling that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I kind of feel like I don't want anybody to get hurt, and I just don't want anybody to get beat up and shit. And like, I understand Kanye, he always keeps saying that. Sometimes though, he'd be conflicting. Like he'll be like, I'm a man of God and I'm a man of church thing. But the way he'd be talking, I don't know. That don't sound like a man of God, you know, but I digress, man. Hopefully everybody can just solve it. And I just wish they would just, I almost feel like Kanye he needs a social media manager to run his shit, to keep him from posting shit that he wants, or somebody like, you know, I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's a little sad. And like, I hate to see it, especially like when you got kids and they're on social media and, you know, they're like looking at all this shit. And because what's happening right now is everybody's picking a side, which I don't think it's about picking a side. It's more so people should trying to, like, it's kind of like people in a fight. You have people who are like with, hey, this is my homie, I'm gonna back him up. And then the other team is like, this is my person, I'm gonna back them up. And you kind of need more people that are going to be in the middle and be like, hey, chill out. Everybody chill out. Go over there. Go on that side. And, you know, just go over there. So versus trying to egg it on or trying to be like, oh, yeah, I support this person, so on and so forth. It's because, like, I feel like even at that end, man, you know, the best thing that you can do for them is to separate them and kind of like somebody needs to sit down and have a talk with them. And somebody needs to, like, mediate, you know, to like just stop it. And so, or, you know, I don't know, put a restraining order or do some shit to where you just kind of stop it. Cause at the end of the day, that, I mean, I don't know, what can you do, you know? I don't know, but it's kind of sad. Whatever, hopefully it gets better. I think that was all the topics that I had today. I was gonna say too that, so I started putting on my podcast. Let me actually look it up real quick to see if it's on here. I wanted to, on my podcast, I don't know. Let me actually open this shit up because I just did it. So I would usually, to my podcast got switched over from one like podcast service to another. And so now I do Anchor. And so what I did was I actually put in there that on my Anchor profile, and in my episode descriptions, people can leave voice messages. And I did that because I wanted to test something, if you're still listening. If there's something that, like, you want me to talk about and you want me to kind of, like, express my thoughts, or you just want to say what's up or whatever, I'll play them on the podcast if they're cool. Like, not cool, but, like, you know, as long as you're not being disrespectful and shit. All right. Sorry. I had to, somebody called. I had to handle business. But anyway, I was saying that, so my podcast moved to a new podcast platform to where it distributes it and everything. So on there, I think it should appear, I don't know if it's on there right now, maybe it'll be on this episode that's posted, but up there, there's a link for like people, they can leave a voicemail, voice message or anything like that. Whether you want to say what's up or whether you want to drop something, maybe like a topic you want me to talk about, or you got any questions or anything like that, man, this is something that I want to try out and do, so that way I think that'd be dope to talk to people, even if it's just talking about you, what's going on with you, if you need any advice, even though I'm no therapist, like, but, you know, it's always cool. And I want to get people like to interact and like talk to them. So I think it's everywhere, like that link is everywhere, whether you're listening to on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It might be in the description of the show. Matter of fact, let me actually check to see if they did it on Spotify. So you're going to listen to me while I'm doing this, after. Oh, nope, not what I wanna. There, let me click that. Oh yeah, that, no, it's in there. So let me see. What the fuck? How does it say? Yeah, so there's actually links in there. If you look in the description, there says send in a voice message and it has a link and you can go in there and send in a voice message, whether you're doing it on phone or wherever. Also, you can support the podcast, and that's a way to, you know, keep support the podcast and just keep, you know, I don't know, building up the show and shit. I can get more guests and shit, which, by the way, I do have more guests coming up. It's just been crazy working with the schedule and getting people to like work together. But next episode, I will have a guest on here. And I want to talk to more people, and I think that's pretty dope, you know, and it won't just be me. And so, yeah, so leave a voice message in the description. I might even put that shit in the link tree in the podcast, Instagram. So that way people can do that. Same thing with the Twitter, even though I don't be on fucking Twitter. But yeah, let me actually check here the Apple podcast. After I'm over here thinking, what's the name of my podcast? Afternoon programming. Apple Podcast. Boom. Is it in here too? Let's see. Yeah, it's in that description. So do your thing, man. Everybody, if whoever you listen, just drop a link and just say, drop a voice message and say what's up, or, you know, you got something you want to talk about or something you want to get off your chest. Hey, this is a perfect thing. You don't have to mention your name or where you're from or anything like that. Do it all anonymously. And yeah. But I think that's about that about wraps it up here on episode 29. When I have guests, they'll be longer. I just do these because I kind of want to just keep updating y'all. So I'm trying to go back to dropping these weekly. So once again, thank you all for staying tuned and listening and checking out the episodes that do drop out when I do drop them out. I'm trying to be more consistent, trying to be more accountable. Thank you for listening to episode 29 of Afternoon Programming. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Afternoon Programming. Also, I do have a TikTok if you're on TikTok, at Afternoon Programming, and follow the YouTube, subscribe. Appreciate everybody who's been watching, on YouTube Afternoon Programming, and it'll pop up on there. You'll see the orange logo. But other than that, man, thank you all for tuning in, and I will catch you on the next episode. Peace.